Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to welcome everyone, and I mean everyone, everyone, to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. I'm John, and
I'm Milo.
Are you sure, buddy?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, as long as you're sure, we're good. So how you doing today, Milo?
Sick.
What?
Sick.
Oh, you're sick today? Did you, are you still have that cold flu thing going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to do the show if you don't feel like it, dude. It's fine with me. Do you feel like sticking around or?
I don't care. I don't know.
You what?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can talk. We'll start the show off with the Ohio State University women's basketball team. And I know you watched that game last night, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about it?
They beat Michigan and they're Big Ten champs.
Do you know when the last time the Ohio State University women's basketball team lost a game?
When?
December 30th. Yep, it was December 30th of 2023, and you know who beat them?
Michigan.
69-60, so that was a big revenge win for the Lady Buckeyes, as they won 67-51. I didn't watch the game because I don't have Peacock anymore. I had it, and then I was watching games, and then it was like the men's team was playing bad, and I didn't really feel like spending money to see that, so I I gave up the Peacock, man. So, anywho, so you enjoyed the game.
Yeah,
let's see. It was pretty good. What do we have here as far as 67-51? I don't see, let's see, a regular season. I was trying to find some type of scoring recap here, but I don't see it, so we're good. But we can talk a little bit about how they are at the top of the Big Ten and at 16 wins and one loss. Man, you can't – that's incredible. And that one loss came to Michigan. And so the second-place team is who? This is a quiz.
Huh?
Who do you think the second place team is in the Big Ten?
Michigan, South Carolina?
Iowa.
Iowa. Oh, because that Caitlin Clark girl.
Yep, and guess who they play this Sunday?
Buckeyes.
The Buckeyes and Iowa play this Sunday at 1 o'clock on Fox Sports. So that should be a heck of a game to watch. And like you said, Caitlin Clark, I think she's like Isn't she just a couple of points, or did she break the record? I'm not sure if she did or not. I know she was real close to breaking the record. She did break it, so. Okay. All right. Well, we got that going on. If you're an Ohio State Buckeyes fan, everybody's geeked up about the Lady Buckeyes, how good they're playing, and that's really encouraging. They've got a great coach, and they just look like they have fun out there playing. Do you think the same thing, Milo?
Yeah.
They look like they're having a good time?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so we continue on with NCAA basketball. The Ohio State Buckeyes got rid of their coach, Chris Hartman, a couple of weeks ago. And since then, they have been playing pretty good basketball. They did beat Maryland with Chris Holtman. Then they went up to Wisconsin and lost 62-54, and then they lost to Purdue 69. No, wait a minute. I'm wrong there. They lost to Wisconsin, and then that's when Jake Diebler became the coach, and they beat Purdue 73-69. They went up to Minnesota and lost that game 88-79. They had a really good second half. They couldn't quite get it together in the first half. I think if they would have played, they just – sometimes in basketball, you just come off a little off the you're not sharp. And they started hitting and playing good and running all their offense through Bruce Thornton in the second half and really put together a really nice game after that. So then they go to Michigan State this past Sunday. And what a game that was. Did you get to watch that, Milo?
I watched the highlights.
Okay. Well, watching the game, I thought they were playing good. They were down by 11 or 12 points with like 10 or 11 minutes to go in the second half. And although I've watched so much basketball, I can kind of tell the rhythm of the team, and I can tell if they're down or what. This team did not look like they had lost their rhythm. They were still playing hard, and they just kept playing good fundamental basketball and playing really good defense. Mm-hmm. And then what happened on the other side of the thing, Michigan State got that lead and their guys started playing sloppy. So they started shooting threes because they didn't need to shoot threes. Man, if you're up 11 points, why are you shooting a three? Just work the ball around, get it inside, get the ball into your big guys, get some buckets or get some foul shots. They get a little cocky sometimes. Tom Izzo is the best coach out there, in my opinion. So I was really surprised to see their team kind of fall apart at the end. And I've watched that last, I think it was 6 seconds left on the clock. The Buckeyes tied up 57-57. Yeah, Bruce Thornton dribble. First of all, Devin Royal brought the ball in. And I think we've talked about him before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Pickerington, Ohio, which is real in central Ohio. It's real close here. I really like the way he plays. And he's a tough ball player. Plays hard defense. Got a lot of court savvy. He brought the ball in. He got into the fourth second. I thought, oh, no, he's going to have to call a timeout. I don't even think we had a timeout left. So he threw the ball into Bruce Thornton, who dribbled the ball up with his left hand up the baseline. So they said that the play, Jake Diebler said the play was to for Bruce to shoot the ball. Bruce got double teamed, saw Dale Bonner open, and actually he wasn't open, but he got the ball. I don't know if you've seen, have you replayed that, Milo, a couple of times and looked at it? That defensive guy was right on him and had his hand right up in his face. That was excellent defense by Michigan State. And he faded back and shot it. And I think he knew, dude, I think he knew when he threw that ball up that it was going in. Because I was thinking to myself, that's not the shot you want. I'm thinking you try to get the ball inside and get a foul and try to go to the foul line. Because I had been working for him. Felix Okpara had played a great game, and he's really coming on. got a lot of talent. ZT was playing better. So I was just really proud of them. They won, beating Michigan State at Michigan State. Although they're, you know, having a pretty terrible year overall, that was a big win for them, Milo, and it gave them confidence. And they were able to, they're going to take that tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. Nebraska comes into this shot, and they play the Buckeyes, who Nebraska beat us pretty good the first time, I think by 14 at their place. They got a good team. They're fast, like to run the ball up and down the court. But I have a lot of confidence right now that, that Ohio State was a little embarrassed by the way that things were going, and they want to show people that they're a lot better than they have been playing. So in my humbled opinion, I think it'll be a good game tonight. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen. I was trying to go back in my head and remember that game, but I don't remember it. So I do remember that Nebraska ran the ball a lot, and they pushed the ball up the court. And so that's probably what's going to happen. But it should be fun, and I'm looking forward to it tonight on FS1. If you have that on your streaming system, FS1, the Ohio State University Buckeyes, and the Nebraska Fighting Cornhuskers. If anybody
started.
I thought it was at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's already started.
Nah, man, you're hallucinating.
No, I'm sure it already started.
Serious, it starts at 8. I'm gonna look it up right here, man. Oh, you're right, 6:30. And
yes, 13-6.
Never doubt the Milo.
13-6, Buckeye.
All right. Well, I was getting ready for an 8 o'clock game. Maybe I'm losing it.
Well, 8 o'clock is probably when the second half's going to start. So.
Yeah, I've watched the second half. So we play Nebraska tonight, then Michigan on Sunday at 4 on CBS, and then Rutgers to end up the season on that. The 10th of March, and then the tournament starts. So hopefully Ohio State can play in the NIT this year. I don't think they'll make the NCAA unless they really do good. But so that's where we are. Anything you would like to add, Milo, on the Ohio State basketball teams, the men or the women?
No.
Okay. We'll take a quick music break, and we'll be right back.
Strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue. military man.
And you're back on It's Sports Time with John and Milo. We like to talk all kinds of sports. Tonight's pretty much basketball. Football's over. Baseball's on its way. They're playing in the preseason stuff. Forget what they call that. But out in the desert in Arizona, the Reds and the Cleveland Guardians are playing and getting ready for the season. It's, to me, it's kind of hard to watch that. So, but anyway, we are really getting into the big March Madness. And there have been greater miracles, my friend. Maybe the Buckeyes will get into the NCAA tournament. I don't know how they'll do it, but maybe they'll do it. Let's hope they do. On the other side of the coin, we have the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers are at 38-20. They are sitting in first place by just a half a game in the Central Division over the Milwaukee Bucks and five games over the Pacers. The Cavaliers haven't played as well since the All-Star break, and that happens a lot to teams. You have a transition between the All-Star break because they get a week off, and a couple of guys were in the All-Star game, but most of the team just kind of probably went home and slept. And but they haven't really played that well since. They're doing okay. They had a miracle game the other day with Max Strus hitting a 59-foot shot to win it. Max Strus, dude, that kid, he can shoot. He's a great player. He's a great addition to the Cavaliers. I'm really glad that they picked him up. So as we stand right now, they lost last night to the Bulls, and it was a double overtime, and they lost 132-123. They did beat the Mavs and the Wizards. The Wizards are terrible. I think they've won 9 games all year. They lost to the 76ers and the Magic. So they've got, you know, kind of got it. Get their self together a little bit, get their identity back. I'm sure that's what will happen. And they have tonight off. Let's see. I think they play the tomorrow night. They play the Pistons. And
I was just looking up the Pistons.
Yeah, at Detroit. And Detroit's 9-49, if you can believe that. I mean, that's really bad. I thought the other team is really bad. But there's a couple teams that are having a hard time. But the Cavaliers are not one of them. So we're really proud of the way they're playing and doing great. So I don't know if are you up? Yeah, it's awesome, man. I'm so proud of them. Are you up for the taste test tonight? Or because you're a little under the weather,
yeah,
you want to pass? You are or you aren't?
I'm up.
Okay. You want to go first? Okay. Or do you want me to do it?
I'll go first.
Okay. If you're new to the show, it's taste test time with John and Milo, where we like to take some chips and hot chips and spicy chips and good flavored chips, and we'll give you our expertise on where we think they are, and we will rate them from 1 to 5. So, Milo, go ahead. What you got?
So I got jalapeno, kettle, potato chips.
Okay. I like that. I love kettle potato chips. I love jalapeno.
Got sniff 'em. Okay, they got a good sniff.
Good crunch, snap. Are they spicy?
Three.
Okay.
Here we go. Three.
All right.
Two, one.
I love the crunch, man. Jalapeno kettle chips.
They're not as bad. They're pretty good.
They're pretty good. Okay, are they hot?
Not hot, they're spicy.
Just spicy, okay. What would you give them from 1 to 5?
Give them a 4.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What kind are they? Who made them?
Kettle.
Kettle chips. Okay. All right, it's my turn. Okay, so this is my part where I have to balance everything. All right, you ready? Tonight, I'm going to do, and I think somebody on the show, you were great and have already done this, but I'm not sure. Chester's Flamin' Hot Fries. Has anybody done that yet?
Oh, I have.
Okay, well, now it's my turn. opening up the Chester's Flamin' Hot Fries. Ooh, smell good. Get in here. Get me a couple of Flamin' Hot Fries. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, that's a good one. They're spicy.
Good snappy crunch. They're good. Cheetos. Isn't Chester a Cheeto? Isn't he the Chester the Cheeto?
Yeah.
You know who will like these? Grandma. I'll take these down, tell her they're not hot, and then she'll go, wah! I like them. Well, they do have a little heat to them, buddy. A little bit of heat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4.5 out of 5. I like them. I'd eat them again. I'd snack them.
They're pretty good.
They're corn snacks. They're good. All right, we've come to the part of our show, which usually needs a little help, but it's joke time with John and Milo. I'll go with a couple, and then if you see if you have a couple. You know, and I really have to apologize because I think I've told most of these jokes already, but I'm kind of in a loop here, but I'm going to go ahead anyway. A book fell on my head today. Milo, a book fell on my head.
Jeez, okay.
But I only have my shelf to blame. Get it? Shelf? Bookshelf?
Yeah.
I only have my shelf to blame. Okay. Where do rats go when they have a toothache?
The dentist.
You know what? The rodentist. Get it? They're rodents. The road dentist. Where do rats go when they have a toothache? The road dentist.
It's the road dentist.
How does the sun cut its hair? You should know that one. How does the sun cut its hair?
Wait, what? I don't know.
The sun, he's got to get a haircut, dude. How does he do it? Eclipse
it. He eclipses it. I didn't know that.
Eclipse it, man. That's a big eclipse coming up, so we can tell that joke on that day. Why did the librarian tell the clock to be quiet? Why did the librarian tell the clock? Why did the librarian tell the clock to be quiet?
Because it was loud.
He was talking too much. Get it? TikTok? Clock?
Oh.
Talking too much.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's decent.
Why was the broom late for school? Why was the broom late for school? Cozy what?
Swept late.
That's close. Overswept.
Overswept.
I'll accept your answer, dude. I'll accept that. What do you call a knight, and that's a knight with a K-N-I-G-H-T, like the king and his knights, and like chess,
yeah,
knights and all that. What do you call a king that hates fighting?
What do you call a king that hates fighting?
Not a king, a knight. I said it wrong. What do you call a knight? A knight that hates fighting. What do you call a knight, and like knight in shining armor, King Arthur's court, that hates fighting?
I don't know. A knight.
Surrender. Surrender.
Oh.
All righty. Okay, so now it's your turn, buddy. Now you got to top those great jokes.
Dogs can't operate MRI machines, but cats can.
I'll have to remember that one to tell your grandma when I go downstairs. She'll like that one.
What did the drummer name his kids?
What did the drummer name his kids? I don't know.
And a one, and a two.
Good. You're doing good tonight. You got any more?
No.
Okay, that's good. So what did the baseball say to the baseball glove?
Catch you later.
See you later. Thanks for listening, everybody, and everybody have a great evening.